What's up, baby? Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Y'all are listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. Y'all know I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? Going over to Making Love and Beast Kitchen, baby. Make sure y'all download the Just a Touch of J. Y'all like that? I just wanna talk to y'all for a little bit. Going over to my name is R-O-N-I-7-6 on Instagram, baby. Oh, I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? You're listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. And check me out on Beat Break Radio, 87 FM. Y'all hear that? This is Just a Touch of J. Hey y'all, this is Just a Touch of J, and I'm coming at you, getting ready to put it all out there in pieces, baby. What's cracking with my babies, huh? What y'all out there doing, huh? What are y'all out there doing, man? I know y'all out there living your best life, just doing what it is that you do, that you do, that you do. Oh my gosh, being so thorough and so wise. And why do I tell y'all that I know that y'all are out there being so thorough and so wise, baby, huh? First of all, because God made you that way. Yeah, shout out to you, God, man. He definitely is a rewarder to those that diligently seek him. So you know God woke us up this morning. You know it is all what it is that we do, that we do, that we do. We had an amazing day, you know. And look, if you think you ain't having an amazing day, you did. All right, because you awake. That means you got work to do out here. And this is Just a Touch of J, baby. I'm just trying to put that out there in pieces for you. Now, what's the second reason why I tell y'all that I know that y'all are out there being so thorough and so wise, baby? Come on, man. Y'all already know. Because y'all are out there listening to me, man. All right? And this is Just a Touch of J, baby. Y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you, okay? Because I'll be shining bright like a diamond. Yes. Doing what it is that I do. And there's a third thing that I tell y'all too. Okay. When I'm starting this thing off, and what is the third thing that I gotta do? All right, y'all already know I gotta give a shout out to my haters. And what do I say to these haters, y'all? Come on, say it with me, all three. You ready? 1, 2, 3. Hi, haters, cause y'all need this to work too. Yes, y'all need this work too, baby. So listen, if you're just coming over to the whole Just a Touch of J experience and you like, wait a minute, hold on. What's this girl, you know, Jay, and what's she doing giving a shout to the haters? Like, what's going on? So look, let me talk to you, right? A lot of times, the haters and naysayers, disbelievers, you know, people, you know, that is, you know, out there, you know, in the darkness sometimes. What they do is they come over and they be trying to figure out what's going on with your life, right? And it's basically like, you know, because they be like in the dark. You know, like in the dark, you know, like imagine like being in your room, right? And you got all the lights off, right? You're in your room, you chilling, you sleep, you know, somebody come in, hit that light switch, bam, turn the light on. You know, you like, wait a minute, oh my gosh, what's happening? You know, like the light, it kind of like, it startles you a little bit when you in the dark. Okay, this is Just a Touch of J, baby. Okay, so basically what happens is, you know, some people out here like me, you know, and other people, you know, God put you out there in pieces for them. So you can shine bright like a diamond. And when you out there shining bright like a diamond, sometimes they like this. Hold on, is that my boy over there? Is that my girl over there shining on? What's going on? They try to figure out what's going on. You know, because when you in the dark, like the light starts attracting you sometimes. It's Just a Touch of J, baby. I'm just trying to put that out there in peace for you. They can't help but to come over to see what's going on. See, y'all think that people be out there, they be being nosy and stuff like that. No, they just can't help it. They just like, oh my gosh, the light just be drawing them in. So what happens is God prepares a table for you, right? In the presence of your enemies. All right. This word says, I'm going to anoint your head with oil, your cup going to run over. You know, they're going to have to watch you eat. And he like kind of like put you out there like bait. You know, and they just like, you know, they look at it, try to figure out what's going on. What happens is they come over and they wind up getting blessed by the message. Okay? So you never hate on them. All you say is, hi, haters, because y'all need this work too. Yes, y'all need this work too. They need that work too. We all need this work. Me too. So look, this is just a touch of Jenny. Have y'all been going over to My Name Is RONI76 on Instagram, baby? Now listen, mama been dropping the dime on you. Yes. Mama about to drop a dime on you. Yes, I've been dropping a dime on y'all, and I'm going to drop a dime on y'all in a minute. But this is just a touch of Jenny. You know I got to put it out there in pieces for you. So look, if y'all been going over to My Name Is RONI76 on Instagram, okay, I've been putting things out there for you. Yeah, I did like my Sunday thing, you know, yeah, the Sunday's word of the week. So I did that, right? Then I did Tuesday, where I did like Tuesday inspirational like posts. I find a post from somebody, you know, it inspired me. You know, I put it out there, you know, get them a shout out. Then Wednesday, you know, I do my foods on Wednesday, Making Love Beast Kitchen Wednesday, the Wednesday edition, baby. And it's just such a day, baby. You know, I put that out there in pieces. Did a little throwback stuff of my halibut, you know, but we're gonna talk about that in a minute. And then today is Thursday. This is Popping Podcast Thursday, where I give y'all a podcast that's popping like popcorn, baby. And this is just a touch of Jay. I'm gonna put stuff out there in pieces for you, so you're gonna have to check out My Name Is RONI76 on Instagram. See what you see on there, scroll around, and do what it is that you do, that you do, that you do. Okay, videos, everything out there, all you need, okay, is just touch J and it's out there. All right, so look, we're gonna skate on over to the left, to the left, to the left, and move on over to the left, to the left, to the left, so I can shine bright, 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 bright like a diamond. Yeah, we're gonna talk about Making Love Beast Kitchen, baby. Have y'all been going over to Making Love Beast Kitchen? Listen, let me tell you about what's going on in Making Love Beast Kitchen. I have actually been Making Love Beast Kitchen. Yeah, I have. Yeah. So look, I threw something out there, my halibut, okay? Tequila, coconut tequila, lime, cream sauce I put over this halibut. Okay, I did it last year, yesterday, okay? But last year, all right? 2020, okay, so I put that out there. I made it for my doctor friend. I named it after him. It's called the halibut, okay? He thorough shot a whole video at his house and everything. Y'all gotta look at those pieces, because this is just a touch of Jay. But what's about to happen is that y'all gonna get that secret recipe, because I never gave y'all the recipe. I just put it out there in pieces for you. So I'm gonna give y'all the recipe today, and that thing is popping like popcorn, baby. I'm trying to tell you, look, this is just a touch of Jay. When y'all taste that halibut with that tequila, oh, child. Oh, my God. Just doing something to me. Y'all know what happens when I start talking about Making Love Beast Kitchen, baby. I feel it all over me right now. I just feel like the chills is like, no, and I'm rubbing all over my body and stuff. Y'all, I need some help. This is just a touch of Jay. I don't know what happens when I talk about food. It just be turning me on. So, y'all know I'm going through it, because I can't eat that stuff. But, look, I'm going to hook y'all up, put it out there in pieces for y'all. But let me tell y'all what I've been doing. So I have been Making Love Beast Kitchen. Now, it ain't really been V's Kitchen, because I'm in a hotel and I've been in a couple Airbnbs. But we going to talk about that, because I got a story to tell y'all like Biggie. All right. But, you know, I've been eating steak. Now, look, y'all. I told y'all before, I ain't do no meat in a while, okay? I'm talking about, I was whole vegan and everything, but for some reason with this whole leaky gut thing, God, like, no, you need the meat. Now, the meat got the essential vitamins and stuff, but I was all like this, beef? God laid on my heart, like, look, I need you to eat this beef. I'm like, this guy, I don't know about that. Child, even tell me eat this beef, for I swear it been like about a whole month, and I was just so scared, like, I don't know. Child, no matter fact, it been longer than that. I ain't even gonna lie to you, it been like 2 months. Child, the beef probably could have cured me and everything, but I just was nervous, y'all, because y'all know what happened to me when I was eating that food. So like every time I gotta eat some food, sometimes I be a little scared, you know, a little nervous, you know. But God didn't give me the spirit of fear. But you know, look, this just touched it. Let's get back to this beef. So I tried the steak, and Chai ate the whole steak. It was like an 8-ounce steak, and I was like, oh my gosh, I ain't had no reaction. My stomach ain't hurt, no nothing. This just touched me. I'm like, I'm waiting for it to start bubbling or something, you know? Because look, when you don't eat meat in years, like I ain't have steak in like probably like besides when I go up north and I'm like, let me get a cheesesteak, you know, something like that, you know, because this is just such a joke. You always gotta get the cheesesteak when you go home. All right, but you know, other than that, I'm like beef, like steak, like I don't know about that. Hamburgers, no, I'll do all that. So I'm gonna think like it been years. So I'm like, all right, you know, I'm gonna eat it, ate it. Child, no reaction at all. Stomach wasn't upset. So the next day I had another one. Look, this just touched me. I said, you know what? Forget it. If I had 1 8-ounce, maybe I could have another one. Had that. That was last week. This week I had steak today. And I just tore that 8-ounce steak up. And then I had with some kale. Oh, child, it was so good. Then I put the kale in the oven, and then I let it steam up, like 4 cups of kale, and I put it in like a little full packet because I can't do everything, you know, that I used to do right now. I can't do too much, just a touch. So I put it up in there, right? And then when I pulled it out, you know, I chopped the meat up all good. You know, they had like a little secret, like gravy sauce with just salt in it. Because I can't put that nose in there, but I put some of that Himalayan pink salt up in it, child. And then I cut it up real good. Then after I ate the meat out, I took the kale and I put the kale all up in there. Yeah. And I just let it like cook down. So like it made like a sauce, like a gravy. This just touched it, baby. I don't know what's going on, but I have been making a little Love & Beast Kitchen. All right. So the beef was pretty good. Steak. And then I had steak, not yesterday, day before yesterday, which was Monday. Right? No, today's Thursday. Tuesday. Okay, so Tuesdays and Thursdays, I'm going to be doing a steak. And then, you know, I'm still doing my turkey legs, baby. I be doing like 3 to 4 turkey thighs. I'm sorry, a day. I just been tearing food up. Over 3,600 something calories. I just been eating. Like, I don't know. I just been so hungry. And it's just touched it, baby. That was making Love & Beast Kitchen. That's all I got for you. Besides the fact that tomorrow I got to try salmon, y'all. Y'all got to pray for me. I got to try the salmon tomorrow. Now, look. I was eating salmon when I had the first reaction in November, but it was canned salmon. Okay, so I'm going to do the wild caught sake. Okay, so, you know, I'm going to go out there and put it out there in pieces for them. See what happened. Like God said, this is just a touch of Jay. That was making Love & Beast Kitchen. Now we're moving on over to the left, to the left, to the left. So I can shine bright like it's diamond. And I got to talk to y'all about something real quick. I got to tell y'all about Just a Touch of Jay's Fitness. So look, this whole time, right, since I've been doing my 21 days of podcasting and giving y'all all this goodness, you know, Just a Touch of Jay, guess what? I've been telling y'all it's going to work out, right? Guess what I did? I worked out. Oh my God, y'all, I was working out. Yeah, and not like the workout I was doing, like the push-ups and stuff off the wall. None of that. Like I did like weight training and stuff. And I ran 3 different times. Actually, 4 times, but 3 times in one day. And this is just a touch of day, baby. Okay? God said, I need you to run. I said, God, I don't know about all that the first time. I said, I don't know. He said, come on, just jog, just lightly. You know, so I run it out there, you know, put it out there in pieces for myself. Child, you should see me. I was so nervous. I'm like, okay, all right, because you got to do, you got to be careful when you got this histamine thing going on, you know, too much sweating and too much exertion, just set off stuff. And I'm like, this, all right, God, you know. And then the second time, which was like, I think the next, that was Monday. Then yesterday, which was Wednesday, he was like, come on, you know, go ahead and run again. And I'm like, all right, then he said, run this right here. That's okay. He said, run this right here. I said, okay. And you know what I learned? I could put it out there in pieces for him. So, yeah. I'm getting back to what I used to do. And I love it because I was just running 8 miles. Okay. Or sometimes I would walk 4 and run another 4. And that was just November 1st. So look, baby, this is just a touch of Jay. Y'all keep on praying for me because that was part of just a touch of Jay's fitness. Now, look, other part of just a touch of Jay's fitness is the clothing and all that. But I got a secret for y'all. Okay, now you can get all the clothing up in the link trees, up in all my bios for all y'all ladies, the guys that want to get y'all, you know, stuff too. It's coming. It's called Tell It Fit. Tell It Fit to You. It's going to be real dope. I got a lot of pieces. But the secret thing is, they brought it to my attention. They said, Jay, because they know I like TRX bands and stuff. Child, I'm coming. I want my own TRX. Okay, TRX. Okay, now if you don't know about TRX, you better Google it. This is just a touch of Jay, baby. Y'all better get these TRX things from me, all right, because they gonna help y'all out. Oh my gosh, the fitness program. I'm so glad. You know, I gotta say this, and I know y'all might be thinking she crazy, but it was good that I was afflicted, Because when I was weak, God's strength was made strong. And he allowed me to actually have these visions and things now and coming up with all this stuff. Child, all this stuff for y'all. This is just a touch day. I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you. I got the fitness pieces, the waist shapers, the thigh shapers, all type of stuff is just coming up out of this. You know, so sometimes you just got to go through something. You know, for other things to come out. So look, that was just such Jay's fitness. Now, you know, we got skateboarded over to, I got to go to Beat Break Radio. I always go over to my app first, but I got to go over to Beat Break Radio. Shout out to you, Beat Break. Okay, so let me tell y'all. Y'all know I'm doing an entertainment segment now for Beat Break Radio. Okay, this is just a touch of day, baby. I put it out there in pieces for them, right? And they loved it. Yeah, they loved it. They loved my entertainment segment. So I was talking about Coming to America. I was talking about T.I., you know, and his alleged, you know, 11 cases of, sexual stuff that he got going on, him and his wife, baby. This is just a touch of day. So I talked about that, right? Then I was talking about my man, LeBron James, how they tried to trick him with that coronavirus stuff. You know, those questions at NBA All-Star Weekend. I mean, I was talking about Kim Kardashian and, you know, how she's messing with Travis and, you know, all type of little secrets and Kamorley Simmons, how she had got pulled over by the cops. This just touched it, baby. I put it out there in pieces for him. Okay, and it's called the hot wire, the hot 411 wire, and I dropped it. The whole podcast behind what's the 411, hun? You know you got it going on. You know you got it going on. Like what's the 411, hun? You know, shout out to you, Mary J and Grand Poop. Yeah. Just touched it, baby. I had to put all that out there in pieces for y'all. So make sure y'all are checking it out because it's at the top and the bottom of every other hour. So y'all get to hear me all day long. Okay? Every day. And then y'all get to hear the Just a Touch of Jay show at 12 at night. And you know, I told y'all I'm about to turn that thing into like a little sexy thing, baby. Look, where I'm going to be doing remakes and songs and talking to y'all like, hey, y'all. What's going on? It's just such a J. Y'all know how y'all like that voice, that Barry White, that Janet Jackson voice, baby. Oh my God. I'm going to put it out there in pieces for you. I swear I'm coming up out of this thing. So look, now let's talk about Just Touch J app. So look, Just Touch J app really been popping. Wait a minute, God told me, don't forget about Just Touch J cannabis. I got to throw that out there. Make sure y'all go ahead and get the papers real quick before we talk about the app. Okay, it's going to be in dispensaries. I got 4 different strains of marijuana, medical, you know, all that stuff gonna be put out there in pieces for you. Okay, it's coming. Just Touch J cannabis line. All right, boom. Now, Just Touch J app. Just Touch J app is getting redone. But I'm starting off with just putting different things out there for y'all in pieces. You know, I'm doing different segments from Sunday through Friday. So you'll be able to get Sunday word all the way up to Friday. All right, and this is Just a Touch J. You're gonna get something different every day. All right, so this is going to help me heal. It's going to help y'all heal. And I'll be putting stuff out there in pieces for y'all. And then once I start making love in these kitchens again, y'all going to be so turned out. Oh, my God. I'm going to be turned out myself. But anyway, look. That is now the Just Touch J app 4.0. So make sure you update the app. You get to get all my podcasts are played in the listen to V section, y'all. That icon, listen to V with the headphones. That's where it's called V's podcast topics. That's where all the podcasts are. 324, okay, podcasts are there, okay? Listen at your leisure. This is Just Touch J. I'm just putting it out there in pieces for you. The J, okay, that's all my blogs and things like that. And then, you know, we're going to have the Making Love V's Kitchen Food videos. That's getting ready to get uploaded and things like that. You're going to have Just Touch J Fitness. Y'all get to see me working out and fit tips and all that type of stuff, okay? Now, look, I'm done. This is Just Touch J. I just had to put all that out there in pieces for you, baby. Okay, and it's a lot of pieces to this puzzle. Now, look. I gotta drop a dime on y'all. I got a story to tell like Biggie. Oh, my God. I gotta tell y'all something. Yeah, champ. I want to talk to y'all about identity theft. Yeah. I got a story to tell like Biggie. Identity theft. Right? Now, this is what God's telling me to talk to y'all about. Because I was really, like, praying on this. Okay, I was praying on this and I was like, you know what, I don't know. Okay, so I'm pray right now. You know, I pray. I want y'all to pray with me. You ready? Because I told y'all I was gonna pray last time. I forgot. Okay, I'm trying to make sure I get my prayer out there for y'all. Because some of y'all need that work and I need it. All right, so here goes the prayer. You ready? Okay, bow your heads, close your eyes. All right, dear Lord, Heavenly Father, I come to you right now. I ask you to go ahead and help me put this out there in pieces for them. You know, because your peoples, they need this. I want to talk to them about identity theft, Lord God. So lead me. Protect all of us. Thank you for protecting all of us. Thank you for healing us. Thank you for just keeping us straight, Lord. Lord, because you know we out here, we jacked up sometimes. Okay, and it's just such a day. I just had to put it out there in pieces. All right, in Jesus' name we pray, amen. Okay, now look, that's just how it goes. All right, real simple. God knows our hearts. Okay, our hearts. Let's talk about this thing right here. Identity theft. Y'all probably like, what's going on? Identity theft, what's going on? Somebody stole something? No. No, 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 no. We talking about when your identity is compromised. Yeah, when you don't know who you are. Or, this is the real kicker, right? When people don't know who you are. See, we run into a lot of people sometimes, right? And sometimes when we don't know who we are, we morph into whoever they want us to be. You know, we kind of, you know, well, you don't really know who you are. So, you know, they you kind of like start paying attention to what it is that they want. And then you just become what they want. Well, listen, like a chameleon. I dated somebody like that, y'all. This is just such a day, baby. He was putting it out there, pieces for me, all type of ways. And I'm like, wait a minute, this ain't right. Wait a minute, hold on. Wait, I thought you was like this. I thought you was like this. He's trying to do that trickery on me. What's up, Tyrone? Yeah. So anyway, look. So like, he's trying to do that trickery on me. I'm just saying, you know what I mean? I had to put out there pieces for you. And it wasn't working. Because I'm like, no, something ain't right with this thing right here. You know, and he was like, you know, he kept the 100 with me. He was basically like, you know, I used to, you know, basically just turn into whoever people wanted me to be. But with you, I can't do that. So it's no hesitation. There's no BS between us or nothing like that. But he learned something about himself. And it taught me something about myself. Because I used to do the same damn thing, baby. That's just a touch of Jay. You know, look, I say, what you want me to be? You want me to be like this? You know what I mean? Like, oh, okay, this is what you like. Okay, yeah, I could do that. Okay, you like this? Okay, yeah, I could do that. And you know, that's because I didn't know who I was. I told you, if you don't know who you are, you can morph into whoever it is they want you to be. And y'all out there doing that. Like, literally, like, you dating people or whatever. I told y'all we're going to be doing some Love Doctor stuff. Love Doctor series, okay? You know, I love talking to y'all about relationships and love. But any of y'all going through that? Like, you literally dealing with somebody, but you know that you ain't really supposed to be, like, dealing with them. But you kind of just doing whatever it is. Just, you know, okay, today I know if I do this, then they'll be good, you know. And then I do this, and they'll be good. Because you don't know who you are. So that's why you're morphing into whoever it is they want you to be. You know, you're like a chameleon, or you got a couple of them, you know, out here, a couple guys, or you got a couple girls, and you know, you one way with this one, but with this one, you could be yourself, but with this one, you can't. You know, you got like 4 or 5 different people, you know, or 2 or 3, I don't know, just touch that, baby. I don't know what y'all out there doing, okay? But somebody out there putting it out there in pieces for them, and they morphing it into, you know, whoever it is that they, you know, they want you to be. You out here, you putting it out there in pieces for them, you know, pieces everywhere to the puzzle. Right? But the puzzle ain't whole. It ain't. Identity theft. Right? Lost your identity. Well, look, this is what I want to say. Sometimes, people do that to you. All right? And that's how they get you. You understand what I'm saying? When you don't know who you are. Like, they can do that to you. So, you out here, you shining bright like a diamond, you know? And then people can't even see the light. They can't see. A lot of times we do that when we can't see. Oh, this is just a touch of day, baby. God dropping a dime on me. We out here and we doing what it is that we do, that we do, that we do, you know? We turn it into this and we turn it into that. And sometimes we miss good things. Whoo, child. We miss good things like they couldn't see. Okay, like Jesus. Okay, let me go there with Jesus. Jesus was out there. He's putting out there peaceful. Like, yeah, he healing this one. Bow. You know, you good. You know, get up. You know, you raised you from the dead right here. You know, Lazarus. You know, you cool. You know, he out here healing Jairus' daughter. Boom, that's straight. You know, he out here, you know, healing the blind and all of that. He doing all of the miracles for him. Turning water into wine. You know, he hooking them up. Peter cut somebody's ear off. He healing. You know, he doing all type of miracles, signs, and wonders. Healing people, you know, being there, doing what it is that he do. but they were so blind they couldn't see it. You know, they couldn't see it. They were just morphing into, you know, people, whatever, you know, they thought that he wanted them to be. Yeah, just changing up. But he knew, and some of y'all know too. Some of y'all know that some of these people out here ain't right for y'all. You ain't right for them, but you still out here dealing with them. But the kicker is, though, the kicker is that when they can't see. See, we all do it when we can't see. When I was out here putting it out there in pieces for them, you know, doing what it is that I do, you know, because I didn't know who I was. I couldn't see. I was blind. Any of y'all out there blind? Listen, okay, this is just a touch of me. If I was out there blind, I know you was out there blind too. Everybody been blind one time in their life. But I'm talking about blind. Like, you can't see what's in front of you. Like you know, okay, I want y'all to all just sit back and just think about this. Just think about this. You know if you're a good person or not. You know if you got a good heart, right? And you know if you're in a relationship, friendship, any type of relationship with someone. You know, romantic, whatever. And they can't see your heart, like who you really are. This is just a touch of that. That bothers you, right? Because you're like, damn, like you can't see I ain't like that. But a lot of people be blind. I've been blind. You've been blind at times. We get blinded. And a lot of times people can do trickery on us when they blind too. It's identity theft. The devil comes out to kill and destroy and seek and roam and get all of us all confused and jacked up in our identity. But when you know who you are, you know who you are not. Like, you know, when Jesus, he was out there, you know, he was out there in the wilderness, you know, doing what it is that he was doing. You know, he was out there, you know, he was like, why is thou forsaken me? He was out there sweating blood. Sweating blood, like tears, just crying like, Lord. And the enemy came to him when he was out there, you know, fasting and praying and trying to get his life in order. You know, some of y'all out there fasting, praying, trying to get your life in order. That's when the enemy comes. Yeah, he comes like a snake. You know, like, hey, he came up to Jesus like, listen, my man's, look, if you really who you say you are, throw yourself down. And Jesus like, no, I can't do that, because he knew who he was. That's what I need y'all to do. Okay, that's all this podcast is about. I just need you to figure out who you are. Yeah, so you ain't out there putting it out there in pieces for everybody. And I want you to, because God keeps telling me this. You have to understand that sometimes people are blind and they won't know who you are. And sometimes God blinds them so that they can't see who you are. You understand what I'm saying? They can't, because sometimes the enemy, okay, I told you, he out there trying to put it out there in pieces for him, man. And he'll have you out there all messed up if they get to actually see who you are. You understand what I'm saying? So if you're out there and you're going through, you're like, daggone, man. You know you got a good heart. You know you're doing this that you got to do. You know, but people just can't see that. And they out there doing you wrong. Friends don't treat you right. Your romantic relationships, it ain't working out. And you like, damn, I'm a good person. Like, look. One of my cousins, he was in him. Shout out to him. He gonna have a baby and everything. You know who you are. I'll put your pieces out there. I did a podcast about him not too long ago, like a year ago. Real, real thorough. But now he about to have a baby. And he's such a thorough dude, such a giving guy. You know, he out there, he would always get these girls that never saw him for who he was. He would open up doors for him. I'm talking about spending money on him. He was just nice. And they would just take advantage of him, treat him like crap. Any of y'all out there going through that? Ladies, guys, gentlemen, y'all just good and people just be taking advantage of you because they blind. They blind, they can't see. Like Paul, okay, let me tell y'all. Saul the Paul in the Bible. Saul's out there killing Christians. Like, yo, he thought he was doing what it is that he do. He thought he was doing God a service. Like, no, these Christians is crazy. This ain't right, this ain't real. Ain't nothing popping with these Christians. He was out there telling them, like, no, killing them. Yo, like assassinating them, okay? God came to him. Boom, hit him with the light. Shine bright like a diamond, okay? Like me, hit him with the light. Oh my gosh, he like this. He fell. He blind. He couldn't see. On his road to Damascus. That's in Acts chapter 9. Check it out, all right? So look, I was reading that thing. That thing is juicy, okay? NIV version is a good version, all right? New English Standard Version, you know, all that type of stuff. Look, so look, this is just such a, anyway, I'm putting this out there, peace for you. But he was all jacked up, right? So God hit him, boom. Because he was already blind, right? But he hit him with the light, which made him real blind. He couldn't see. He had the scales all over his eyes. He didn't know who he was. He didn't know what's going on. But then he got named Paul. And when he turned into Paul, okay, started going ahead leading the Christians. You know, put the church out there. He all up in the Bible. He was leading them to God after that. This is just a touch there, baby. Listen, that's how I was too. I was out there like, you know, I wasn't out there like killing Christians and that, but I was like, you know, I was raised in the church, and I'm like, yeah, all right, you know, I praise this. Okay. They like, you got anointed. I'm like, yeah, all right, you know, now I'm out here, you know, I was out there doing what it is I was doing trickery, all that. I keep trying to tell you all, I had a girlfriend and a boyfriend. We all live together, baby. This is just a touch of Jay. Okay. I had no problem being with women. Mm-hmm, that was my thing. Yeah, I used to love women. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Whole lesbian thing. Yeah. Just such a baby. Just try, like I said, I'm trying to put this out there in peace for you. But you know, God, sometimes what he does is he changes you around when you're blind. Right? Because you can't see. Other people can't see you. When you can't see yourself. Oh, my gosh. So, look. All I'm trying to tell you all is, like, but Paul was Saul, he got blind. And God, what God had to do is he had to reveal himself to Paul before he could reveal himself through Paul. Reveal himself to Saul before he can reveal himself through Paul. Sometimes that's what God got to do. Sometimes he actually blinds people so they can't see you for who you are. And sometimes people are just out here real, real blind, and they'll never be able to see you. And it's crazy. Any of y'all out there going through that? Like, I recently went through that. Like, I actually know somebody who knows me, but they just can't see who I am. And I just be like, damn, they blind. And they could be Christian, you know, Muslim, whatever, baby. It's just such that they just can't see you. God's telling me, because their heart is hardened. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So it's about what they're thinking and what they see and what goes in them. So what you got to do is you got to pray for these people. And you got to pray for yourself so you ain't out here blind. Okay? Because that's identity theft. Identity theft. You don't know your identity. It's been stolen from you somehow. Identity theft. Whether it was when you was a child and someone told you you wasn't pretty, and now your identity is messed up, so you don't believe in yourself. That's what it turns into. You not believing in yourself. You no confidence and things like that. Because when you know who you are, you don't know when you don't know who you are. Okay, you'll morph into whoever they want you to be. But when you know who you know who you are not. You understand what I'm saying? Identity theft. Any of y'all out there going through that? Like struggling with who you are? You don't know if you want to be this. You don't know if you want to be that. Baby, this is just a touch of Jay. Been there, done that. Okay? I'm just trying to put this out there in pieces for you. That's it. I need y'all to get this. Identity theft. Your identity is taken from you when you don't know who you are. You out here doing this type of trick. You out here with this one, that one. You don't know what's going on. You're one way over here. You're next way over here. You change like the wind. You're up and down. You're around the corner. Identity theft. You don't know who you are. And if people are able to pull the blind over you, a lot of times because they blind and you blind, so you got to pray. You got to pray. You got to stand God's word. You got to try to get your life in order. You know, figure out who you are. It was good that I was afflicted. I know y'all might, like I just said that earlier, I know y'all might be like, what you mean? Like, no, literally, like I felt like things was crawling on me for hours, okay, because histamine was releasing. I couldn't eat for like 2 months. You know, I lost like almost like 40 pounds, baby. Just a touch of day. I'm barely like 125 pounds. Like, you know, thank God my skin color is coming back. My skin broke out real bad. Okay, hives and stuff everywhere, all over my cheeks. Couldn't go to the bathroom for like a month and a half. Whew, number two, I was going like 3 times a day, 4 times a day. Then I couldn't do that. But this is just a touch of J, baby. I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you. I could smell 50 feet away. That means I couldn't go into a store because I was smelling everything. Couldn't even go outside my house. I couldn't wash myself. Sharp stabbing, headache pains in my head. Do you understand that? All by myself. I was going through this. Couldn't walk. Couldn't talk. Couldn't see. Didn't know what was going on. Lost, crying, God, please save me. I don't want to die. But it was good that I was afflicted because look, now y'all got just a touch of J in a different way. And I'm putting this out there in pieces for y'all. Y'all got to get this. Sometimes, man, we morph into whoever it is that people want us to be. Because our identity has been taken from us, but mine has been given back to me. I know who I am right now. I'm supposed to be putting this out there in pieces for y'all. I'm supposed to be making love in V's kitchen. I'm supposed to do what it is that I do, And God got me shining bright like a diamond. That's why it was good that I was afflicted. I'm literally in a hotel right now, okay? Because mold was found in my new construction home. Child, this is just a touch of the heat in the air conditioning system. Child, look, that's why I was getting sick. It's stuff like that, too. That's part of the whole thing. So I'm at the hotel, but you know, I'm still out here doing what it is that I do because I love my babies. And I got to tell y'all, seriously, watch your identity. 2021, man, we got to make a change. We got to get ourselves together. So this is Poppin' Podcast Thursdays. So I talk to y'all about, you know, loving and doing what it is that you do, but also being lost out here, man. A lot of us out here, we lost, yo. I'm trying to tell you, literally just came from somebody's house, about to go to somebody else's house, like, boom, be somebody else. You're around your family, you're this way. You're at work, you're that way. You're with the boyfriend, you're this way. You're with the girlfriend, you're this way. You're with your friend, you're this way. You're just morphing into whoever, to whatever people want you to be, because you don't really know who you are. And that's how you get caught up doing trickery and stuff. And then other people get messed up by it because they don't know who they are. Because they blind, like, you know, Saul to Paul. We all be blind. All right? We just got to watch those pieces. All right? So that's that. Take what you're going to take from it. You know, get some notes. You know, work on yourself, okay? So, you know, sometimes we got to check ourselves because we be out here wrecking ourselves, all right? And I always got to put it out there, pieces for y'all. Let y'all know, look, I ain't no better than you. I used to be doing all type of trickery and stuff. Definitely. Saul didn't see a lot of people that was thorough to me. A lot of people was real thorough to me, and I just couldn't see it because I was blind. Some of y'all out here blind too. So look, how y'all want me to end this? Huh? Y'all like it when I do it like that. But this is just a touch of day, baby. Y'all want me to do the Barry White, Janet Jackson voice? Okay, y'all ready? All right, y'all. Here we go. Hold on. Let me sip on some of this tea. Hold on. Hold on. Oh, y'all. Let me tell you about this tea real quick before I get up out of here. Okay, so y'all know I got the history and stuff going on, all these crazy things, because I got the leaky gut. Okay, so I'm trying to heal my system, but it's this tea. It's like a magical tea. It's called holy basil. Okay, and it's like antihistamine tea. Y'all can take it too if you got like allergies or asthma or something. Try to open you up and everything. But it stops like the mast cell activation in the body. And I got some. I found it. And I've just been sipping on it. And it's just calming your system down. And this is make you feel like so good, baby. Like do what it is that you do. Like, like that Tina Marie. Oh, you looked at me like, you know, I don't want to get y'all too much. That's a touch, baby. All right. Now, look, that was the whole tea thing. Look, let me go ahead and let me end this thing. Stop playing with y'all. All right. So, look, you ready? Who is this? Come on, y'all. What is this? What is this? What is this? Huh? Man, listen, this is just a touch of J. I know who I am, man. I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you, baby. All right, so look, what is it that I tell y'all when I move on over to the left, to the left, to the left, so I can shine bright, 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 bright like a diamond? When I'm getting ready to leave up out of here, what I tell y'all? Don't let nobody make you feel like you ain't thorough and wise. Please don't. Oh, my gosh. And if you out here with the identity theft, not knowing who you are, morphing into whoever it is they want you to be, you out here making yourself feel like you ain't thorough and wise. If you letting people do that trickery on you, that's just because you don't know who you are. Mm-mm. Now, sometimes people do the trick to the trade, you know, but most of the time when you know who you are, nah, you don't fall for that. All right? Because you stand firm with it. You see it when it's coming. You know. All right? So look, watch those pieces. And the second thing I tell you all is, shine on them, 'cause they hate it. your best life and do what it is that you do, that you do, that you do. Shine bright like a diamond. Yes. Woo. Shine bright like a diamond. I'm over here doing a lecture slide, y'all. Yeah. But look, you know, shout out to you, girl, Rihanna, if you listening, because she out there shining. You know I love Rihanna. But you got to do that. You got to shine on them because they hate it, baby. You got to put that light out there. You know, out in the world, but if you don't know who you are, you out here morphing, you know, chain over there to the left, to the left, to the left, you know, doing all these tricks and all these trades and doing, you know, you can't really be shining. You ain't really shining. You doing a fake shine. You know, you a whole fake thing. I used to be doing it. You know, look, I'm out there with you. I used to be doing it. Not no more, though. You know what I mean? Because I know who I am now, baby. This is just a touch of J. I'll put it out there in pieces for you. I had no problem with telling you because I know who I am. All right? So, the last thing I tell you all is, right, you got to spread love, man. Look, because this is the Brooklyn way, okay? It's the Brooklyn way, and this is just a touch of day. I'm just trying to put all out there pieces for you, okay? That's it. You know, a little bit of me, the pieces of me, let God take control over it, and just try to give y'all some inspiration, some good word, you know, get a little godliness with it, you know, flip them pieces around, let y'all see this thing out here. It's real. It's what it is. You got to spread the love. Like I spread the love to y'all. Y'all get a love back to me, baby. Thank you so much for everybody who's been there for me. Samada. Oh, my gosh. Like, yo, everybody. It's so many people. I should have never just put one day out there. I'm like, why you ain't matching me? But look, it's just been so many of y'all. I'm talking about sending me money, paying for my... Just so much. And I ain't even asking. God's just providing. Like, word, like, I want to tell y'all something, but I can't really tell y'all, but I want to tell y'all, but look, just know God been providing for me, like, thousands and thousands, and just all type of stuff. I can't put the pieces out there yet, but, you know, but look, God just been doing what it is that he do, and he's been sending certain people in my life, and, you know, I know it's because I'm about to be elevating, and he like, no, this one can't go, that one can't go, you got to know who these people are, they not who you think they are. They're morphing into whoever it is that they want you to. They're morphing into whoever it is, okay, that I want them to be. You understand that? Okay, I could be this for you. You know, I could be that for you. And God's like, no, I need to show you who these real thorough people are. And that's what he been doing. And it's just such that, baby. That's basically what the whole podcast was about. It's about paying attention to your circle, watching yourself in it. You know, not morphing and turning into somebody else like a caterpillar, you know, like a chameleon. Just, you know, changing. You know, like, boy, I'm changing for you. I'm changing for you. You know, because you got to know who you are. Identity theft. Your identity's been taken from you when you're doing stuff like that. You all doing that trickery? You don't even know who you are. Yeah. Because if you did, you would know you so thorough. You don't got to do all that craziness. You don't got to do all that. Somebody used to tell me that. You ain't got to do all that. You know, but I didn't know. I was lost. You thought I was blind. You know, but now I see. And this is just a touch of that, baby. I want y'all to see, too. And I just want to put that out there, pieces for you. So, look, I'm about it here, right? I don't have nothing else to say. Make sure y'all listening to everything. All the songs. Got a new song coming out for y'all. Got my name in it. Oh, my gosh. Got all my names in it. So thorough, so wise, okay? I'm put that out there in pieces for you. And I will be back. Okay? Because I love my babies. Man, I'll be back when I got something else to say. Y'all hear that? This is just a touch of J, baby. Coming at you, putting it all out there in peace. I just had to drop a bomb on life flex. Oh my gosh, just that work, baby. And baby, you know you're fine, right? Fine, right? Hey y'all, this is just a touch of J, and I'm coming at you. Making love in V's kitchen. Y'all hear that? Oh my gosh. You better download that Just a Touch of J app. J. Wait a minute, y'all. Hold on 1 second. This is Just a Touch of J. Y'all remember them songs? Listen, I got another one for you, so stay tuned, right? is all he needs is just a touch of J. That's what's up next, all right? I love my babies. Check it out. My baby like pieces it when I do it like that. All he needs is just a touch of check.
Pieces for you. Pieces for
you. Cause y'all know I'm thrilling wise, right?
All you need is just a touch of
just a touch of check. I just want to talk to y'all for a little bit. Shout out to the love of my life. You know you're fine, right? Hey, y'all. This is just a touch of J, baby. What y'all out there doing? Y'all out there shining on them because they hate it, baby. Living your best life. Huh? Doing what it is that you do? Well, listen. Mama got to drop a dime on y'all. But I want y'all to listen to the song of the week, right? Yeah, it's a remake, you know, with just a touch of J to it. All right, let me know what y'all think. Call in. All right? Yeah, full songs are going to be coming up soon. And make sure y'all go over to Making Love in V's Kitchen, baby. And check out the Just a Touch of J app, too. Mama just dropped the sweet potato brownie recipe for y'all on the Just a Touch of J app. Y'all want that. Trust me. I know you do. Alright? Listen to the songs. They up next.
Yeah,
She all go over and make 11 beats. Kitchen
going
baby.
Over and make 11 beats. Kitchen baby.
Mama got some brownies.
She prepared brownies for you, baby.
Thanks for listening to the Just a Touch of Joy podcast, baby. I love you guys. I'm just trying to put it out. I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you. I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces.
Tell y'all, this is just a touch of joy.
I'm trying to put it out there in pieces for you. What's up, y'all? Did y'all like that? Yeah, man. I just want to talk to y'all for a little bit. Y'all gotta make sure y'all go over there. Make 11 beats kitchen, baby. I'm definitely putting it out there in pieces for you.
Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that?
Oh my gosh, man. Oh man, this beat goes so hard, baby.
Yeah.
I keep trying to tell y'all this is just a touch of J, baby.
Y'all know that y'all can really just rock with this.
Y'all know I put this out in pieces for you.
Significant others.
Yeah.
Y'all can just take a chill to this one right here.
Yeah, man.
This beat goes so hard, baby.
Y'all hear that? It's called the box. What do y'all know about the box? Don't forget to make sure that y'all go over to make 11 beats kitchen, baby. Make sure y'all scroll around and grab a taste.
Y'all hear that?